Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we need to go on back to the church like used to. Go on back to the church like used to. Go on back to the church like used to. Go on back to the church like used to. I want to preach the preacher like. I want to preach it.
I want to preach it.
Like you used to. I want to preach it. Preach it like we used to. Go back to the church like you used to. I want the choir to sing.
I want the choir
used to. I want the choir to sing like you used to. I want the choir to sing. I want the usher, like
you.
Yeah. I want the usher, like we used to. I want the usher, like we
used to.
Go back to the church, like you used to. I want the choir to sing, like we
used to.
Choir. I want the choir to sing like you used to. I want the choir to sing like we used to. Go back to the church like you used to. I want the deacon,
wait,
deacon. I want the deacon,
wait,
like you used to. I want the deacon, like we. Like you used to. Go back to the church like you used to. Go back to the church like you used to. Go back to the church like you used to.
Lord have mercy.
Guest that's coming to hang out with us today. I want to also just take this moment to thank all of our listeners worldwide. Just thank you so much for taking the time every day out of your busy schedule to support the radio ministry, and we appreciate you. Don't forget, you can always download our app or on Google Play Store. Just search Great Awakening Christian Radio on TuneIn. And you can also now listen in on iHeartRadio and check out some of our powerful interviews. And by phone, which is 641-793-9495. If you would like to listen on the go, again, that is 641-793-9495. Here at Great Awakening Christian Radio, we believe in spreading the gospel of truth worldwide. Today, we have a powerful and anointed man of God. Glory to God. We believe in just promoting the people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're not going to prolong the time. Amen. I met the on Facebook, and he has an awesome spirit. I'm honored to have him on this platform. Amen. Bishop, you there?
I am here. Glad to be here. Yes, I am.
All right. I want to introduce y'all to Bishop Felix Hill Sr. He is a pastor, a singer, and a songwriter that resides in Phoenix City, Alabama. He is also the host of Breakfast with the Bishop, Grace 104's flagship morning show, and he now travels the world spreading the gospel of truth. And he's hanging out with us today. How are you feeling today, Bishop?
I feel wonderful. I'm just excited to be on the station with you. I feel all right.
I see that song that tell us about a little bit about the song, the name of the song that just played. It's a feel-good song. It definitely can get you off your feet moving, and it just got a good groove. How did you come up with that song that we just played? What is the name of that song?
It's called Used To. It's spelled U-S-E, the number two. And it just talks about, you know, I tell people often that when I go into McDonald's, I have an expectation for the taste of McDonald's. When I go into Burger King, I have that taste. And when
right.
you go into church, you want to have that taste for the church. And the church
Come on
has
now.
Changed so much.
My
and so
God.
Now I just put them together and simply say, listen, we need to go on back to the church. Like
My
you.
God. Now, I know this is an interview for gospel music, but don't you start preaching now. Yeah, we need to get back to the old, you know, and I feel when I first heard your music, and I just want to, you know, just honor you, man of God, because when I first heard your music, it just, yeah, you can definitely feel the anointing in the presence of God, and you got a little mixture there. I want you to tell the people who you are. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, my name is Bishop Dr. Felix Hill Sr. I live in Phoenix City, Alabama. I am the country preacher. I am a songwriter. Thank God. I love it. I love it. I also I have four children. I'm not married at this particular time, but I'm sure looking to be. And
amen.
Other than,
amen.
Other than that, I'm just excited about life, and I've passed it 25 years, so I'm in a position right now where I'm going to sing the other 25.
Amen. You know who you remind me of, Bishop? I don't know if you've seen that video that went viral on Facebook. He a one-man hit. I mean, he just get that mic. He ain't got a whole bunch of folk with him, and he just put his foot to the ground. I don't know his name, but you remind me. You probably know who I am. I'm going to send you that video and let you see who I'm talking about. But you remind me of this man of God. But more power to what God has called for you to do in this season, man of God. We definitely salute you and celebrate this level of gospel music. Tell us a little bit about how did you get the name Country Preacher?
Well, I'm from the country. I got chickens
yeah.
and ducks and rabbits,
okay.
and I actually had sheep and ram, but one ram hit one of my church members and broke a leg and all that
my
stuff.
My God.
Big stuff. Because I'm always on the road, you know, so I didn't
yeah.
have time to be with them. But the chickens, I love the chickens, so I just got to, you know, I'm going to stay with the chickens and the rabbits and the ducks anyway.
Okay. So tell us about the writing process, Bishop. When God gave you these songs, what happened? Are you riding down the road? Are you in prayer? Tell us a little bit about the writing process, because I know you wrote over, what, 40 songs?
I got 51 songs right now, and I don't physically write with a pen and paper. I just, when I get the tune, I just go to my phone and – go ahead and record it on the phone.
Okay.
And then when I get to, when I have the time to go ahead and listen to it again, that's when I put the background together. The background is always first. Once I
okay.
put the background together, then the ball game over with then. And so.
But how you come up with the tool, man of God? It's just something that come in your head. Tell us about that process.
It's only God. It's only God. Right now, I have 197,998 songs in my head. Right
my
now.
God.
I was recording every week, but now I'm gonna be doing it once a month. But I just got a distribution deal, so that's looking very
congratulations.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of like just doing what I'm doing, you know.
Amen. So how much you charge? You going? Where you going now? Traveling. Tell us about your little your traveling. What do you do now? What states have you been to? How's it going for you?
My music is in rotation in New York, California, Texas, South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, everywhere. But
okay.
me personally, I've been traveling more outside of the country.
Okay.
And so on the 22nd of August, I'll be in Puerto Rico and
okay.
Grand Turks, St. Thomas, and Dominican Republic, different places like that. But I go anywhere, and as far as pricing, I just work with, you know, because I love the church, you know, so I just work with the church budget. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if I'm not talking to the pastor and he just, you know, he's trying to do something, I want to help him do it.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, that's all. And I'm a one-man band, so I don't need nobody else. You know, when I come,
amen.
I come with everything.
Okay, so you already have your mixes already down on like a CD. You do your own music too? You know, do your own music and everything?
Yeah, I had my daughter, Caitlin Hill. Caitlin, if you don't know who she is, just punch it on top of your phone. Girl, play keyboard backwards.
Wow.
And that's who... that's how I started. I was traveling with her all over the United States, and she decided she didn't want to do it no more at this season. So
right.
God gave me my own thing. So boy,
my
I tell
God,
you, when he
my
did,
God.
But all of my music is done on USB. So I come with a full sound system, drum, keyboard, horns, everything. You want to listen? When I step in the room, you think a whole band is there.
My God. See, that's probably why you remind me of this man. And I know it ain't you because y'all look different. But this is probably why you reminded me of him. And I couldn't think that y'all got that same kind of anointing where you could just get up there and win a stage. It's the power of God, you know, and that can even cause you to even go up there. You know, these days you got all these people, all these different people, and they still sound like a bunch of mess. But it's something when you able to get up there and demand the respect of the crowd through your music. That's powerful.
Well, it's all about being true and real. That's the main thing. You know, a lot of artists have misunderstood this concept. It's not about how you sound. It's about
right.
who you can touch. If you
come
can't
on
touch
now.
Nobody,
that's
you can't reach nobody, then you just out here for nothing. You know what I'm saying? You're
right.
just out here for nothing. You know, because this is ministry. It's not about just folk clapping. It's about them thinking about what you say.
Wow.
And every song that I have come from pain and hurt and a divorce and, you know, being mistreated
Amen.
And talked about, lied on. And so I took all that and put it in music.
Right. Amen. That's good.
Yep.
And that led me to my next question, you know, how you know, basically what drives you to make this kind of music. Now, are you making any other kind of music rather than gospel still, church music or Christian music, so to speak, but other music, you know, formats, or is everything mostly has a country feel to it?
Well, yeah, I have worship. I have contemporary. I have anything you can name when it comes to music. But I
okay.
did do a couple of blues songs for a particular purpose. When I got a divorce, I wrote a song about the divorce. It's still talking
okay.
about Jesus. And now
right.
that I'm preparing to get engaged, I wrote a song about being engaged.
Okay.
So, but I am a gospel singer, and that's it.
Amen. That's good. That's good. So what is your favorite gospel music at all? Who's your because we all inspired by somebody. So who inspires you? And it could be on a high level or of a low level. Just anybody in different in general that has been a blessing to your life.
And this is going to sound selfish, okay? But I have to be honest.
I felt it coming.
I have to divide it up. Number one,
okay.
It would be David Hammond, The Chosen Disciples. Hammond is a good friend of mine here from Columbus, Georgia. And the other one would have to be my daughter, Caitlin. You
Amen.
Know, just to see her start at, you know, 8 years old and reach the world by the time she was 16 was
my
amazing
God.
To me. So, you know, so between David Hammond and Caitlin, I think that is more where I get my zeal from.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, on a personal note, what do you like to do as far as besides preaching? I know your man of God been preaching for 25 years. Amen. But on a personal note, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Well,
you're getting quiet on me.
Well, the thing is, I love animals.
Okay.
You know, now I wish that I had time to go skating again. I miss skating. But my bones so weak now, I don't know if I can fall like that 9:49, you know.
Okay.
And get back up and go.
All right.
But I'm just saying,
you know, it's all about balance, though, man of God. Don't burn yourself out now.
I want to do it, but I don't know if I'm supposed to be scared or not.
Okay.
When it comes to skating,
right.
But I'm excited about anything, sister. I don't care what it is.
Amen. Well, tell us about any. You have any upcoming events that you want to invite our listening audience to?
Well, it depends on where they at. Like I said, on the 22nd of August, I'm going to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Then I'm going to St. Thomas and Grand Turks and then Dominican Republic. So I don't know if they're that far, but they might. If they want to come, all they got to do is just contact me, Felix Omar Hill, on Facebook.
Okay.
And inbox me and tell me, hey, I'm here.
Okay, okay. Now, I know your website is what, www.thecountrybishop.com. Is that it?
That's me.
Okay, so y'all heard, we got listeners all over. We have listeners worldwide. So you never know who God will send to support you, man of God. So, again, that website is www.thecountrybishop.com. And so tell us a little bit about, I'm trying to see here, because I know this music here that you have that I heard is really good. And like I said, it's got that feel-good sound, but at the same time, you're not missing. It's full of the spirit, and that's what I felt. I felt moved, and I really enjoyed the music that you're sharing with us here at Great Awakening Christian Radio. Now we have your music playing this week as a new release of the week. So I want everyone, amen, to support the man of God. How can we sow into your ministry? Do you have a Cash App?
Yes, ma'am. My Cash App is simply Felix. FELIX 1969, and that's where you order CDs from as well. But you also
can
order them on every network. Anywhere that music is sold, you can download it. All you got to do is go to the Country Preacher Project.
Okay. Or they can just go straight to your website and get all that information there. So Cash App, and that you got the $ Felix, which is FELIX 1969, is that correct, Bishop?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, amen. I want you to encourage our people that are maybe out there in the internet world and they're looking to get started in their gospel career. What encouragement do you have for those who may be struggling in that area?
Make sure you can sing for real. If you can't sing for real, put the microphone down.
Okay.
Don't listen. Everybody that listen to you tell you you can't sing, everybody ain't lying. Listen up. Now, if you can grown up sing and you for real, make sure you get the best studio possible. Be willing to sow into yourself. If you're not willing to spend money on yourself, this is not for you.
Right.
You're going to have to spend money.
Right, man.
You're going to have to spend money on yourself if you want this business.
Wow.
Ball game. That's it.
That's it. Are you still doing your morning show, man of God?
No, it's at night now, y'all. I just ain't changed it yet.
Well, how can the people go and listen to your morning show? Where do they go?
You need to come on Facebook. Felix Omar Hill. I'm pretty much on every night. Unless I'm doing a show. Around 9:30 every night.
Okay, so Felix Omar Hill, you can search that in the Facebook search engine, and they can catch out. Yep. What time do you go on air, man of God?
Normally around 9:30.
Okay. Is that p.m. or a.m.? You said p.m., right?
p.m., I'm sorry. p.m., yeah, at night.
Okay. We enjoy having you. Time flies when you're having fun. And I just thank God for you, man of God, for just taking time out of your busy schedule to come just hang out with us here at GAB Radio. Do you have any last remarks or anything that you want to share with our listening audience?
Yes, I do. I want to say to you that you did not have to allow me to come on here, and that is amazing to me. I've been on pretty much every TV radio station around here. But I don't care about that. I care about people who want me to be on.
Amen.
You wanted me to be on.
Amen.
And I really thank you so much. And I mean
that. You're welcome. I'm a spirit person, so I picked up your spirit. And you made me laugh. You made me chuckle. So I said, let me bring them on. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We appreciate you too, man of God. You are welcome here anytime. You have music. Just you have our email, GABradio36@gmail.com. We have been around only 3 years, but we are worldwide, and the people are listening. We have some preachers on that come on from preaching out of Africa. We ask a couple preachers on, and we play gospel music 24/7 and do powerful interviews. So you welcome anytime you have something, an event coming up. Just, send it in a MP3 format, and we'll get it on the air, no problem, okay?
Thank you, sister.
Oh, no problem. And y'all heard it from the best, Bishop Felix Hill, right here on GAB Radio. Y'all keep it locked, 24/7.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Well, we need to go on back to the church like used to. Going back to the church like you used to. Going back to the church like you used to. Going back to the church like you used to. I want to preach the preacher like you used to. I want to preach the preacher like you used to. I want to preach the preacher like me. Like you. I want the choir to sing.
I want the choir.
I want the choir to sing like you. I want the choir to sing like we
used to.
Go back to the church like
you.
I want the usher to usher like
you.
I want the usher like we used to. I want the usher like we
used to.
Go back to the church like
we used to.
I want the choir to sing like we
used to.
Choir. I want the choir to sing like
we used to.
I want the choir. Cadillac. I want the deacon the deep.
Listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.